Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you're beginning your retirement savings journey in your 50s, here's what you can anticipate and the actions you may need to contemplate. Today, we dig into retirement savings, 8 outcomes when you begin saving in your 50s.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Financial Safari is the program. Derek Hewitt is here. Derek is a fiduciary independent with the team at Northern Alliance Financial. I'm Steve Siddall, and we have got a good show planned for you today. Derek, hi. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. And boy, it's feeling like spring, finally.
Finally, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's we got a late storm here, but it looks like most of the snow is finally gone. So hopefully it's gone for a while.
Yeah, let's at least for the season, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, one of the things you talked about here when we were just getting ready is starting to save in your 50s. And I think I like this because I do think there's a lot of folks out there who, you know, you get to 50, you know, your late 40s, maybe early 50s, and, you know, the kids are grown and things are a little bit better. And then you have that realization, I better do something.
Yeah.
I've got to do something. And one thing that happens at 50 is you get the increased contribution limits.
Exactly. And the government knows that, which is why they give you, you know, some leeway there and allow you to make those catch-up contributions. And those can be key. You know, especially when, as you said, you know, you maybe have kids out of the household now, or you get a better control of your bills, or you're making more money at this point in your life. And, you know, designating a little bit more towards your retirement can go a long way. You know, in your 50s, it's not too late, even if you haven't saved as much as you'd like. In a 10-year period from 50 to 60, if you just really bear down and put money in there, I mean, I've seen many situations where folks have really been able to catch up and then some during that 10-year period. And, you know, the catch-up contributions are key. And that's certainly one way to get you there. So, you know, for folks listening, anyone that's 50 and over, for your IRA, you can make an additional $1,000 catch-up contribution this year. So for 2024, instead of the $7,000 typical limit, you can do $8,000. And for the folks listening that have access to retirement plans, that's, you get a little bit more of a catch-up contribution in that area. So for 50 and older, you know, your typical amount that you can contribute out of your personal, you know, earnings or your employer wages is $23,000. But you actually get a catch-up contribution over 50 of $7,500. So that actually jumps it up to $30,500. That's a big difference. Yeah.
That's a big difference. And if you could afford to do that, that would be fantastic.
It certainly. I mean, the compounding interest and just set it and forget it. You know, don't get stressed out about what's going on. You know, if you've got 10 plus years till you're ready to retire, you know, don't get caught up in the headlines and just kind of bear down and just ride through it. And as you get closer to retirement, you know, certainly you want to start to make some adjustments. And that's when we start to talk to folks about what the best plan of action then would be. But, you know, you just, the first and the most important thing to do is to just start putting money in there and squaring that away.
Of course. And one of the things too is if we're starting a little bit later or we're trying to, you know, get somewhere where we kind of want to be, we want to be aggressive, but we don't want to be too aggressive. And I think that you can help us walk that fine line.
Yeah. You know, I had someone that attended one of our workshops that came in it's probably a couple of weeks ago, and she, you know, she hadn't saved as much as she'd liked. And she, her first thing was, we need to go really aggressive to catch up. And I said, that's the last thing you want to do. I said, and if that's outside of your risk tolerance and you're only doing it because you think that's the best way to catch up, it's probably not the best approach. Because it can work to your detriment too. It can be a very, you know, I mean, if she had, I would say probably another 5 years left till she was going to retire. So in that situation, you know, it's just, it's good to be aggressive, but don't do it if it's outside of your risk tolerance and you're doing it just because you think you got a lot of catch up to do. So you got to be smart about how you're doing things.
Absolutely. And again, you know, when you're saving and we're trying to put this all away, we do have less time for compound interest, and we love the compound interest.
It's huge. It's one of the reasons I give the same advice to folks all the time when they ask, you know, what should my grandkids be doing? Or, you know, my usually it's grandkids, because most of the people coming in are nearing or getting close to retirement. But what I tell them is the same thing all the time is, open up a Roth, have them open up a Roth and contribute whatever they can. And that compounding interest in that Roth account doesn't even have to be much. If they just start early in their 20s and just put something in each year, by the time they get to be retirement age, they're going to have a lot of tax-free money that they have access to. And that's huge.
It certainly is. I'll tell you a story. I had my nearly 21-year-old granddaughter with us this weekend, and she had gotten paid. And so she was looking at her you know, her pay sheet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "I hate my IRA." I said, "Your retirement?" She goes, "Well, yeah, I look at all that money." I said, "Ah, but someday you'll look at that money and it'll be yours."
Yeah.
She said, "It is mine." "Ah, but then," she said, "and then my dad makes it worse. He makes me put money in a Roth." I said, "No, your father is a very smart man."
Yeah. Yeah. She'll see the value later on in life. I'm sure certainly in your 20s, especially your early 20s, it's tough to see that value because retirement is so far away. It's, you know, it doesn't exist at that point.
Right. Of course not. Of course not. But again, it was just a great opportunity for me to sort of just spout.
Yeah. Roth is a great, great tool. And as long as it's around, people should be contributing to it, especially the younger folks.
Absolutely. Sure. Retirement age reassessment. And I guess if we're starting a little bit later, maybe we think, okay, well, I'm going to work until I'm 57 or 60 or 65 or 68 or what. I mean, you know, it could be anywhere as long as you can.
Yeah. You know, you just have to... You have to think about, you know, what your expenses look like, and that age changes all the time when you're going to retire. I have it with folks all the time coming in. We come up with a retirement date because I always ask them when they would like to retire, and I tell them, I mean, it's just nothing set in stone here. We just want an idea, especially if it seems a little further out. And I can tell you how many times people come in and, you know, they're ready to retire this year is what they thought, and they go, "We're going to give it another year or another two." And sometimes it's a couple reasons. Sometimes it's just the fear of actually making that step, even though they're in some cases very, very able to do it. And then sometimes it's just that, you know, they got an offer that's a little bit too enticing. You know, maybe they got another bonus they're waiting for. And that a gentleman, that was the case. Every year he's got this bonus at the end of the year. He goes, "Well, I'm gonna stick around for the bonus." And then, well, they gave me a little bit of a raise. And so a lot of these employers, especially someone who's been working for an employer for 20, 30 years, they don't want to lose these employees because they know it's going to take a lot to replace them. And so sometimes they'll incentivize them to stick around a little longer. That happens often.
It's funny because, I mean, I think that you point out if you can work just a little bit longer. In fact, we're going to do a segment next week, I think, on what working for an additional year can do to your retirement. It's a pretty rosy picture.
It's huge. The longer you can hold off, the better. And certainly there are some things that, you know, that need to be adjusted. You know, if you're in a stressful situation, that could be detrimental to your retirement because, you know, you might not live long life in order to be able to, you know, see the fruits of your labor. So that's a situation where maybe you want to take your foot off the gas or find something different to do. And a lot of people that want to retire, they don't want to retire from working completely. They just want to retire from the stressful job that they've had for most of their lives and find something that is not stressful, that can provide a little bit of extra income and, you know, give them a reason to get up in the morning.
Sure. Well, and Derek, we've talked about this many times and maximizing Social Security benefits. And what you do at Northern Alliance is, I mean, you have really got that down to an art form in terms of how to maximize it for a single person, for a couple. You can really help us down that path.
Yeah. When someone comes in to see us, you know, part of the first approach, the first appointment is it's an information gathering session. And so I tell them I want to educate myself as much as I can about you. And in order to do that, we're going to ask you for some pieces of information. We're going to ask you for your statements from your recent accounts so we can run a portfolio analysis. Those are all important. And then we're going to go through a fact finder and ask many other questions. And one of the questions that we're going to ask and ask statements from are your recent Social Security statements, just so we have an understanding of what your full retirement age benefit is. And so we can run some calculations and projections for the second appointment. And from there, we're going to just give you an idea of some different strategies we can use to help to maximize your benefits. And knowing when you want to retire and what you have on the outside all comes into play with that. But any advisor who's not looking or projecting what your Social Security benefits will be or using it as part of their projections, they're doing you a disservice because it's going to be a huge part of your income. And it takes some consideration and you know, acknowledgement to look at and see, you know, what strategies make sense. And so, we absolutely do that.
All right. And again, one of the other things that certainly becomes a reality as we get closer to retirement is healthcare. We have to talk about it and we have to plan for it.
It's one of those things that we can never plan perfectly for. And I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, sometimes you've got some, I know personally in this job, I've seen many tragic situations where, you know, just healthcare has stopped someone from working as long as they thought they could, or not only has done that, but also made it so that way they have, you know, some bills on top of that even with health insurance are still, you know, kind of tough to pay down completely without, you know, really hurting their retirement accounts. And so, and I've seen it,
sure.
and it happens. And it was funny. There was something I talked about with you, you know, last year. It was a Fidelity investment article. And what they were talking about was they asked the average American couple what they estimated their total cost of healthcare would be in retirement. And, mm-hmm. you know, 65-year-old couple, and they estimated about $41,000. And what Fidelity came up with in actuality was the average 65-year-old couple retiring, you know, can expect to spend on average about $315,000 on healthcare expenses throughout retirement.
Wow.
So that's not even including long-term care. That's completely nice. Separate. That's a different conversation. And certainly that's something else that needs to be discussed. But yeah, there's a big difference between what people think they're going to spend and what actually ends up being spent. So
absolutely. Yeah. Well, folks, if you'd like to have that kind of conversation, now would be a great time to give Derek a call. Come on in and talk about it.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Let Derek and the team at Northern Alliance Financial help you understand that complex financial world. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. It's a phone call away, 833-856-1384. The next 10 callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it does become that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
When we come back, we'll dig into some low-risk investments that can help build retirement income. That and more right after this.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt is here. I'm Steve Siddall. We're talking to Derek from Northern Alliance Financial, as we do each and every week. NAFinancialAdvisors.com is the website. NAFinancialAdvisors.com. I encourage you to check that out as well. And we're talking this time about low-risk investments. And I think that sounds good, but there are certainly some potential landmines along the way. Let's talk, you know, we talk about a low-risk investment, we talk about real estate. And I guess that is so, where it's not a lot of risk, but there's certainly a lot of work.
Yeah, I think with real estate, there can be some risk. And, you know, you could have tenants that are just tough to get out. And there could be other things too. You could have a little bit of a disaster as far as renovations that you didn't expect. But it really comes down to what your sort of what your specialties are. If you're somebody who understands how to fix these things and work on homes and manage homes, then it's going to be a little bit easier for you. And I certainly have clients that, you know, have multiple properties and it's work, but they understand how this thing is done. If you're not somebody who understands that or knows how to do these things and you have to pay for somebody else to do it, it might not be the best option as far as real estate in the traditional form as owning. But you could own a real estate investment trust and different types of funds that do that for you. And that certainly can help. And real estate certainly has gone up considerably across the country, especially here in Maine. I mean, the market here is crazy. And the rental market, the housing market, everything is just is sky high. So, I mean, it certainly there is a there's lower risk in certain situations. It just depends on what your abilities are.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. 833-856-1384. Let's talk about bond funds for a second. And we've certainly had conversations about bonds in the last couple of years. Yeah. They have sort of gone in favor, out of favor. Where are we today?
I mean, you know, if you look at traditional buy low, then bonds might not be a bad idea because they can't go much lower. And,
yes.
You know, eventually they will go up. They certainly... bonds traditionally have not done that well over the last 5 years. And, you know, as far as just really not getting much return on them. And typically with bonds, you know, and they're structured in most portfolios to add some diversification and some safety. And, you know, the thinking is that when equities are not doing well, bonds will at least hold their value or go up a little bit. And that typically will work. But you know, 2022 was an example of when that didn't happen. And 2008 was another example. And, you know, so, you know, you're sort of giving up some return with bonds, knowing that they at least are going to add that safety. And so when they don't add that safety, there's, you know, there's a problem. And now it's not that you shouldn't have bonds, because bonds for most people do make sense to an extent, but you don't want to be too heavy in bonds. And certainly one way to kind of diversify is through the use of exchange traded funds with bonds. You know, those certainly help.
Sure.
And then understand too that, you know, different bonds have different types of risk. And, you know, really for folks listening, bonds are really, they're just, it's basically debt. And that's what it is. And it's debt that other companies taken out, they pay interest payments, and that's how it is. And it's through the form of municipalities, corporates, or mortgage-backed securities are some of the bond type debt funds that are out there. And, you know, the other thing that people need to understand too is that, you know, bonds have interest rate risk. And so back when the feds were raising interest rates, you know, they have longer duration bonds that are a little bit longer set, will have a, you know, more of a negative impact when the feds raise interest rates. And so that's why when, you know, 2 years ago, I'd run into somebody that had a lot of long duration bonds in their portfolio. You know, it's not necessarily the best thing, because what happens is when bond prices go up, the yields go down, and vice versa. So when bond prices go down, the yields go up. So, you know, bonds, like anything, have their pros and cons. And, you know, we certainly believe in them, but we believe in them to an extent. There are other ways to add safety to your portfolio without just having bonds too. So, you know, you certainly don't want to have a portfolio with, I've seen it, 100% bonds and a pretty sizable portfolio. And this is before 2022. And, you know, it's, you know, I can't imagine how that did if someone had came in and that's what she had. And, you know, I said, well, you know, you've got some risk there, some interest rate risk, certainly. And, you know, last time I had spoken to her, she understood that. And, you know, you sort of had to kind of wait it out now with those bonds, because a lot of the bonds are 20, 30 year bonds. So you got to wait till the interest rates go down and things start to change a little bit.
Sure. We talk about putting money in a savings account, and now I'm hearing about, you know, high yield savings account. I guess they're out there. How does that work? And is that something we should look at?
Yeah, I mean, anyone these days that can take advantage of that, you should. And one of the things that you should look at for a high yield savings account is a lot of these non brick and mortar banks. I think Ally Bank is one of them. And there's a bunch of them out there if you do a search. And they are offering 4+ percentage points on there. It's like I've seen some at 4.5% just recently and on a savings. And some of them, there's really no stipulation. I mean, I think there's some minimums and things, and you know, but they're pretty competitive. I mean, for what you're seeing out there these days, and that's not going to last that long. I mean, it might last a little longer with the feds. You know, now everybody kind of assuming they're not going to lower rates anytime soon. I mean, that's enough different discussion, and you know,
that's
you know, the things are going to things are going to stay higher for longer, I believe. And so as long as they are, you know, take advantage of that, because eventually within the next 2-3 years, those rates are going to go down significantly and you're not going to be getting anywhere close to that. So if you have a high yield savings, or, you know, you're not getting anything in your current savings or checking and you've got a good size emergency fund there, and shift that over to, you know, a non brick and mortar bank, Chase, Ally, they're, a lot of them are offering some pretty good returns.
Sure. All right. Something to look into. And again, if I come in and sit down with you, that you would be happy to have that conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
833-856-1384. Give Derek a call. He'd love to hear from you. We're going to get back into the bond world. So we talked about bond funds, and you mentioned this, municipal bonds. What are they, and are they a good thing?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about how bonds are debt securities. And municipal bonds are debt securities issued by government entities, such as counties or states, and they're backed by taxpayer base. And it could be for different projects that the state needs to do or the city needs or town needs to accomplish. Considered fairly safe. And, you know, the thing about muni bonds, though, that is great and why someone should consider it is because they have some tax benefits. And, you know, muni bonds are typically exempt from state taxes from the state that you have the bond issued in. So here in Maine, if you get a Maine state issued bond, it's tax-free for state taxes. And they're also federally free of taxes as well. So basically, they're tax-free. And so with that being said, you don't have to be as concerned about the actual return because of the fact that you really want to look at the real return after taxes. And so even if the return isn't as appealing as you typically would like, you need to consider what the real return will be after, you know, what it would typically pay you out if you were having to pay taxes on it, and then really make your choice. But having some tax-free municipal bonds in your portfolio is a big help, especially to people in a little bit of a higher bracket. To add, first of all, diversification and safety, because they are fairly safe. So, okay, I mean, it is a good thing to have.
And again, those are the kinds of things that you talk about with folks. And if we don't fully understand, that's what I like about what you do at Northern Alliance is you just break it down into just common sense language so that we get it.
I mean, it's really important. And I tell folks that obviously I need to educate myself about everything that's going on, but I want to educate them as well, because while they don't need to know every little detail about everything, I want them to understand what I'm seeing. And I want to explain it to them in a way that they can make it make sense. And most people coming in, they're not doing this management of their portfolios themselves, and they don't really have a huge understanding of this stuff. And that's okay. This is not what their specialty is. It's not what their job was. You know, they just put money away into a 401k or whatever it may be, and just kind of set it and forget it. Now they want to know what they need to do. And it can be a large undertaking to do it yourself. So that's why they're coming in. And so, you know, I tell them, I said, we're going to educate you about everything that's going on and give you the options and help you make the best decision you can.
Sure. One of the things before we wrap this up is, you know, you talked about this a little bit ago that, you know, if you're in a high stress job, maybe it's time to think and go a little different direction. But when we talk about time investment, that's what we mean, where we can actually maybe find something, or it's that passion project, whatever it might be. Now's the time to do it as you head into retirement.
It is. First of all, you're going to enjoy retirement much more if you find something you're passionate about. Now, if you get paid for doing it, that's a huge plus.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, I have a client that does a lot of woodworking and gets paid a little bit for it. And that's what he's going to be doing in retirement. And, you know, it's what he loves to do. He gets a little bit of extra money doing it. And it certainly motivates him every day, I'm sure, to get up and do something. It's passionate about it. And you just got to find what your passion is. And maybe it's volunteering, you know, and maybe it's, you know, you don't need the money. You just want to have you want to make an impact and do something. And for everybody, that's going to be a different thing. I mean, I have a client that hunts and fishes, and I mean, he comes in smiling every time. He's happy and living a great retirement. And so it just, you got to find what that is for you. And if you don't have something, you got to maybe start to figure it out and pick up something, and it'll make a big difference. Absolutely.
Sure it will. 833-856-1384. Well, on that note, Derek, we have run up against the clock. Let's take a quick break. Come on back and continue right after that.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. This is a great way for you to come on in and sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. We're giving you an opportunity to review your individual circumstances, all at no cost, no obligation. You can find out about how much risk you're taking. What about red flags that could be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that very important Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it's a phone call away, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Yes, we'll take a quick break, but we've got more to talk about right here on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Having a secure retirement takes planning and time. When we come back, we'll outline 7 ways you can help ensure and have a retirement worth celebrating.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Back on Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt's here. I'm Steve Siddall. Northern Alliance Financial is where you will find Derek. NAfinancialadvisors.com is the website. And on that website, Derek, you really have that thing loaded up, not only with all of your seminars that you have, but also you've got just some great working, you know, you've got tools on there that I can use to sort of get an idea of where I am.
Yeah, I mean, the website, we've done a good job at really just outlining a lot of things. First of all, you get a good chance of seeing who we are, what we look like, what we do. We like to put our TV shows up there as well. And more importantly, we have our contact information so you can get contacted and have an idea when we have a workshop in your area. We're running workshops all over the state all the time, and they're different workshops. And we do lunch, we do just education, we have an estate planning or asset preservation workshop where we have an estate planning attorney come speak. We have Social Security planning workshops, retirement income planning workshops. So we have all these different workshops and education events, and it all goes to the key pillar of education. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate folks about what's out there, what's available. If you attend one of our workshops, listen, we're not trying to sell you anything. You know, come for the education. You know, what we offer at the end is an opportunity to sit down with us for a no-fee consultation if you would like, so we can talk more one-on-one about your situation. But there's no obligation for that. Come for the education, and if you'd like to sit down further, you absolutely can.
All right. I like that. And so as we look at this, we talk about maximizing retirement savings. Well, we touched on that earlier. And again, it's certainly worth repeating. But to continue to save, well, let me put it to you. Let me ask you this way. So when we talk about maximizing retirement savings, even in retirement, should we keep saving?
Yeah, you know, absolutely you should. I mean, especially if you don't have a substantial, I guess it doesn't have to be substantial, but a good size emergency fund. And what I think you should have for an emergency fund is at least 6 months to 12 months of your monthly expenses. 12 months would be great. I mean, if you've got that, then you don't have to be as concerned about saving. You know, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be, you know, you should be spending everything, but maybe put it into an investment or do save in that manner, not necessarily throw it into your savings account. You know, just you want to also be aware of what you have coming in and make sure that you're not pushing yourself into another bracket. So what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes what happens is folks in retirement think they should be pulling money from all these areas to replicate their income they had, you know, from their employer or when they worked during their working years. And, you know, maybe they're not even spending anywhere close to that. And so what they're doing is they're pushing themselves into a bracket and paying much more in taxes than they really need to. And that's just going to go end up in savings. It's really not the best situation. So again, everybody's situation is different. So we'd have to look to see. But if you have a lot of savings left over and it's because you're pulling more money out than you should, then maybe we need to kind of figure out a little bit of a better income plan for you. Sure. So that way we can make this money last longer and the government's not such a big participator in your retirement.
Well, it's all about creating that income. And that, because, you know, when we quit working, when we retire, the paycheck stops, but the taxes and bills don't. So we've got to create our own income. That is the challenge. And that is the art form, the artwork that you do.
That's the one of the biggest challenges. And I think that's what really holds people back is, you know, it's scary. And like I said before in our previous segment that, you know, I have a lot of folks coming in that push their retirement date back, even though we know we're well aware that they can retire and they can do it easily with what they've got, you know, saved up in pension, things like that. And it's still sometimes tough because they just are scared about that next step without that guaranteed income from the employer. And there are ways we can replicate that and do those things. So, you know, for anybody that's scared or worried about that, certainly the sooner you come in, the better. You know, the sooner you start planning, the better it's going to be. But even if you're 50, 55, 60, and you haven't started planning, we can still work with you and help you figure things out and get a plan in place. And for some people, it's easier than others. If you've done a good job at least accumulating the assets, certainly there's going to be more options. But, you know, certainly having that plan in place is an important piece.
Sure. And as we look at, you know, again, I was reading the IRS says that the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. That's something that we should strive for. I mean, multiple streams of income are good.
It's absolutely good because then, you know, first of all, that's diversified, you know, and if there's a situation with one of those streams of income, let's just say you're pulling money from your IRA each month and you're pulling you're even pulling 5% and the market's been doing really well. And so things are working great. And then all of a sudden we have a down market and, you know, that's a big deal. You know, that could really start to eat into your IRA principal pretty quickly. If you're pulling money out well, it's going down considerably as well. And so if you have other streams of income, other places to grab money, then you can kind of take your foot off the gas in that area and start to pull from the other areas to let that accumulate again. So having those multiple streams of income just gives you more options and significantly more safety in retirement from certain events that sometimes are out of your control.
Sure. Well, understood. Rebalancing our portfolio. And I know that's something that you guys do. And as a client, I really don't have to worry about it, but I should be aware of what you're doing and why.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we always sit down with folks, you know, 6 months, 12 months, whatever they want or comfortable doing to do a review. And it's not a review to sit down and make changes right then. I think that's what happens with a lot of advisors out there. I'll have somebody come in and, you know, I'll ask them how often they're sitting with their advisor. It's typically, you know, once a year, sometimes not ever, and run into that, you know, or they'll talk to them on the phone for a few minutes. But the changes, or if any changes, sometimes are happening then. And, you know, what I'm telling them is, you know, what you're paying them for, you know, they should be doing things more often and be more proactive about it. And if they're waiting to make any adjustments till they sit down, then that's too late. And so with our folks, you know, we sit down every 6 months to 12 months, depending on what they are comfortable doing, sometimes quarterly. And what we'll do is we'll kind of go over things with them about what's happening, reassess their risk tolerance, make sure they're in the right spot, and also get any updates from what their life, you know, what happened in their life at that point. Are there some life changes that maybe some health scares or things that we need to really start to take into consideration to change plans? And really, it's just about kind of putting all that in place. And we're doing things tactically. So, you know, our money managers are moving things around proactively, minimum of quarterly, sometimes monthly, depending on what's going on in the market. And that's what they're paying us to do. And they're going to get trade notifications. And we're going to, if they have questions, we're going to make them well aware about why the trades are happening and what we're doing. But at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is give them the best risk-adjusted return. So I use this example often. And I say, you know, if someone comes in, they fill out a risk assessment, they're balanced. And so I say, what we're trying to do is diversify you and keep you in that balance risk tolerance, but get you the best return possible, the best risk adjusted return. And I tell them, listen, if I put you in the most aggressive stuff, you can get the best return. You can also lose the most. And that's way outside your risk tolerance. So we want to keep you balanced, but we're going to get you the best risk adjusted return possible within there. And I think I tell them, I think that's what everyone's trying to do. I mean, I just think we do it better than others.
Right. Well, I would agree with you. 833-856-1384. Give us a call, folks. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, you talk about risk-adjusted return. And then how do we reduce asset risk?
Well, there are different ways to reduce your asset risk. And in the portfolio, we talked before about, you know, bonds. And bonds, you know, they have their place. And so I'm not going to say we don't utilize them. We certainly do.
Sure, of course.
And, But you know, adding some more bonds into your portfolio can certainly take down the risk, you know, compared to some of the equity holdings. And people will find that naturally in their 401k or 403b plans in the form of target date funds. But those aren't done tactically, you know. So what's happening for folks that are listening is, if you have a, let's say you have a conservative target date fund with a, you know, 2025, what that means is that, you know, as you get closer to that target date of 2025, or say it's 2030, whatever the target date may be, your fund is going to start to add more bonds into that. And so that's one way that they add safety. You know, the difference is that nobody else's eyes are on there except you. And it's the same thing that's being added to everybody that holds that fund. Whereas somebody that is working with us, you know, we're looking more at your situation specifically and making those adjustments according to your situation, not, you know, a big group of people that, you know, quite frankly, have different situations going on.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. How do we deal with the home, right? It's the family home. It's been there for 30, 40, 50 years in some cases. And we're looking at retirement. It's a tough decision. It's a tough call. Do we sell? Do we stay? How do you walk folks through that?
Well, you know, it is a tough decision. If you have somebody that's, you know, raised kids and lived in the same home for the last 30 years and, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes, it, you know, oftentimes they really don't need a home that big, especially if they've had, you know, someone had three or four kids and it's, you know, a large four bedroom place. And, you know, there's a lot of upkeep. It's older, obviously. So it's going to take upkeep. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough to really kind of let go of those things. And it's, you know, you just got to start to think about what it's going to look like in retirement. And for somebody that, you know, maybe healthy now, if it's a, you know, a three floor house and, you know, living on a one floor ranch might make more sense. And It's a conversation that needs to be had. And certainly, you know, what a lot of folks find is moving into, you know, an area, even a 55 plus community sometimes makes more sense. And, you know, some people don't want to do that. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get them there because once they realize, you know, that they can't do all this work on their own, especially if it's an older house, it's, you know, they kind of pushes them in that direction anyway. But it's certainly a conversation. And then sometimes we have people coming in that, you know, they have they've already thought about where they want to be in retirement, and it's not where they raise the kids. It's a new home. It's just smaller, you know, less upkeep, less expenses. And, you know, that's a good thing as well. It's just one Sure. thing that's thrown a wrench into these things is just the market these days, the housing market. And it's made it difficult for people to do some of those because it's just, things are just expensive. And so that's, I'm certainly keeping people on the sidelines that would typically want to kind of maybe move into a smaller place because it's just so much competition and things are just so high. So,
sure.
You know, we'll see how things shake out, but, you know, it's certainly a conversation to have.
That's why we're going to offer you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, all no cost, no obligation. You can find out about how much risk you're taking, any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? How about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply pick up the phone and call 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Another quick break and we're back. Another segment here on Financial Safari with Derek Howe.
When we come back, it's time once again for questions from you and answers from me. That and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back. This is Financial Safari. Derek Hewitt's here. I'm Steve Siddall. We are having a fun time today, as we always do. Goes by so quickly, Derek. And again, this is the time where we get to sort of look out and listen to what folks are wondering, right? I mean, because and it is interesting, these questions, Derek, I think, because we see a lot of the same kinds of things, don't we?
Yeah, we see a lot of the same kinds of things. And then we also see a lot of things sometimes that we typically don't see. It's weird. In this job, you can be doing this for many, many years, and you're always going to run into a situation. You're going to say, wow, that's been a while. I haven't seen something like that. So, because listen, we're always learning too. And here at Northern Alliance Financial, we're a team of advisors who learn off each other. And so that's important. Listen, we always talk, we converse, and you know, we learn a lot from each other. And so, and these questions and folks calling in with these questions and concerns, it really helps us and educates us as well. And hopefully we're educating them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And let's just jump in while we've got some time here. Marge is in Norway. She's wondering, do you pay a higher amount in taxes on a post-tax Roth IRA or a pre-tax 401k? My understanding is that with a 401k, you'd need to pay taxes on a much higher total given the compounding interest over time versus the much smaller amount in a Roth IRA.
So, yeah, Marge, if what I think you're asking is what's the taxable situation going to be on your Roth IRA compared to your pre-tax 401k in retirement? And if that is what you're asking, well, you know, we talked a little bit earlier on the segment, and with your Roth IRA, you know, the taxes are done. So the taxes in a Roth IRA have already been taken care of. You know, you're not getting the deduction when you're putting the money in, but when you start taking that money out, there are no taxes due. And so that's a great thing, because first of all, you know, if you use that to rely on part of your income plan in retirement, you know, that could keep you under certain thresholds. Maybe you'll be subject to less Social Security taxes, or keep you under a certain tax bracket. And whereas the pre-tax 401k, anything and everything coming out of there is going to be taxable income for the year. So, I mean, if that is what you're asking, then, you know, certainly your tax situation with the pre-tax 401k is going to be significantly higher, whereas the Roth, you get the taxes out and done with when you make the contribution at the beginning.
Sure. All right. Fair enough. Marge, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's 833-856-1384. And Jerry is in Gray. He says, I'm turning 70 in November. When will I be required to make my first RMD? And can I avoid taking the initial withdrawal and the second withdrawal in the same year? I think Jerry's a little confused on age, but we can straighten him out.
Yeah. No, Jerry, a lot of folks think 70, I hear it often, is the age. And what you're referring to, obviously, is the required minimum distribution. What it was, and this is just how the government does things, is very confusing. It was the year after you turned 70 and a half, which is confusing for most folks. And that's what it was. With the SECURE Act, that has changed. And it's actually going to be going up to 75. But for you, Jerry, the age would be 73. So you can absolutely avoid taking out two RMDs in the same year. And this is how you do it. So, Jerry, in the year you turn 73, you can take out your distribution that year, or you can wait until the following year and take that out in April of the following year. Okay. But the problem is, if you take that out in the April of the following year, then you're going to need to take out your next RMD distribution by the end of that year. So the way to avoid taking those two out in the same year is to take out the distribution in the year you turn 73, and then just continue doing it that way, you know, by December 31st of each year.
But right now, Jerry can just relax a little bit and let that money grow.
You've got some time. Yeah, you've got some time. And it's important too, because just because you can wait to take the money out, it might not always make the most sense. And
okay,
you want to just look sort of where you are with your tax bracket. And, you know, and so there's some other things to take into consideration. But for a lot of folks, they just don't need the money and they don't want to take it out. And so if that's the situation for you, Jerry, you've got a few years.
Okay, fair enough. Jerry, call us 833-856-1384. On we go to Carl in South Portland. Carl says, I'm 50 years old and have 13 years vested in a public agency that offers a PERS pension plan with 2.7% at age 55. Now I've been offered a job with another agency with a $15,000 increase in salary, but only a PERS retirement plan with a 2% age at with 2% at age 60, which makes more financial sense given the pension and salary options, staying at my current job or switching to the new job. Boy, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, you know, Carl, I'm going to try to address this as best I can. There's certainly some information missing for me to give you, you know, something, a really specific answer, but I can kind of give you the answer in a roundabout way. Because first of all, it's good that you've got that pension and you got these pension options, because those are going by the wayside with most folks and you're just not seeing it often. So the fact that you've got another job that's going to be offering that as well is great. What I would say is that, you know, you really, with this, with most of those, you have to factor in your highest earning consecutive 60 months to determine, you know, what's going to make the most sense. And so it would be good to know what your previous job salary was, to have a better understanding of what that 2.7% is going to mean in, in a pension income. And then what we'd also need to know is that $15,000 salary increase, you know, that could possibly give you a larger pension benefit even at a 2% payout, you know, but it just depends on, you know, what that salary is. So I would say, you know, you would need to do the math and figure out 2.7% of what your previous salary's job or the job you're currently in, what that 60 months is going to look like, 2.7% of that. And then compare it to what your salary increase is going to be, because a $15,000 increase in salary is a pretty good increase. So even though you're getting 2%, so 2.7, it might make more sense to do that. You're just going to have to compare the two numbers.
It's a math problem.
It is. It is. Yep.
It all comes down to math oftentimes, and the math doesn't lie, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And with math, though, you need the variables. So you need to know each number. And so if we knew the salary from the previous job, then that is an answer I could probably give you here. But not knowing that, I would say give us a call and we can talk more specific about that when we get those numbers.
833-856-1384 is the number. Jean is in Belgrade. She says, I am inheriting $250,000. I have no savings or retirement at 54 years old. How can I invest this money to make it last? Gene, would you just call Derek? Just call Derek.
Give us a call. You know, I would say this. I would say, first of all, let's keep an emergency fund. If you have no savings, you need that. So we would have to determine what your monthly expenses are going to be now and in retirement, or get an idea of what that might look like and come up with an emergency fund that makes sense to keep. And then we need to address your risk tolerance and look at some other stuff, including your debt, and put a plan together. It would include being very diversified. And then I would also say this. I would say start putting up and contributing as much as you can to your retirement accounts. Because even at 54, if you're looking to retire around, let's just say you retire at 65. That's an age that a lot of people pick, because that's when Medicare starts. You know, so you've got 9 years to contribute to that retirement account. And so there's a lot that can be done. But certainly, Gene, that $250,000 is going to make a big difference. And what you do with it is very important, because, you know, although it seems like a good amount, if you make the wrong decisions, it can go very quickly and you could be left with little to nothing by the time you're ready to use it. So give us a call and we can certainly talk about it.
All right. Fair enough. And so that number again is 833-856-1384. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Norm in Old Town. Norm says, I want to have money to leave to my children after retirement and my passing. If I have $1 million saved at retirement and I apply the 3% or 4% rule and only take withdrawals at that rate for the rest of my life, will my initial investment still be $1 million after 30 or more years in retirement if I invest 50-50 in stocks and bonds? He's just looking for an easy solution, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish there was an easy answer. And so what I would say, and I'll kind of expand on it a little bit, is maybe or possibly not. And, you know, the reason why I would say it like that is certainly if you're taking out 3% to 4% and you're 50-50 between stocks and bonds over that long of a time period, yeah, I would hope you would have that much. But there's also something called the sequence of returns. And so, you know, what that means is when you actually take the money out, the 3% or 4%, you know, is the market up or down? That's going to make a big difference. And then when you end up passing, is the market down considerably? That would also make a big difference. And if those things are happening, then you might not have $1 million. And, you know, in that situation, Norm, if you're not somebody who does it yourself and you're sort of asking what the split should be, 50-50, There's a lot more to it than just 50% stocks and 50% bonds. We need to know what kind of stocks you're in and what kind of bonds you're in. What's the duration on the bonds? And these are all things in conversations we'd have. But I would think a tactical approach would make much more sense. And it's reasonable to expect to have a million plus left over after only taking 3-4% if it's done the right way and it's done tactically.
Well, and there are other things that you can do with some of that money to, you know, ensure that his money is going to last.
There's ways to hedge. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there are many products and the things that are coming out that are getting better and better with time. And so it just takes an approach where you're looking at the big picture and you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Okay, fair enough. 833-856-1384. All right, Lou, we're going to invite folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. There's no cost. There's no obligation to help you get a better handle on your financial situation. Now, to find out what your investments are really costing you because of fees or commissions, how about future tax implications, and how much income you can securely generate from that once you do move into retirement? Call us right now and find out. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Well, Derek, as always, it's a pleasure, and these shows go by so quickly, and the information is fantastic.
It was great, Steve. It's always great talking with you, and I look forward to having this conversation again very soon.
Me too, and we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate that, and we're going to come back next week. We'll have new topics and questions and more on Financial Safari with Derek Hewitt.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.